Hi there. Today, let's work on your English conversation. Have you ever felt lost in an English conversation? Don't miss this podcast for English language learners. I'm covering key phrases that act like conversational glue, giving you the power to direct conversation smoothly and understand how the person you're speaking with is guiding the conversation too. This lesson is essential learning, offering you phrases to confirm understanding, share opinions, and even disagree with people, all while remaining friendly. You can tell that you're getting quite far on in your language learning when you can start to make conversation, just to be sociable, for pleasure, or to make friends. This is more advanced English than simply being able to order a meal in a restaurant or book your train ticket. Or you may be in a business meeting in English. These phrases that I'm covering today are simple, but are hugely important as they guide the conversation and they make up the social cues. We all use social cues, that's C-U-E-S, and you will do this in your own language too. By social cues, I mean those little signs say that someone disagrees with you or that someone wants to end the conversation. You'll pick up these signs too, these social cues, probably without thinking about it in your language. And this lesson will help you to do that in English. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Don't forget, if you want more practice at English conversation, our course Activate Your Listening does just this. It's ideal for taking forward your English conversation skills. Hours of listening will help you move forward. You'll find Activate Your Listening on our courses page on our website at adeptenglish.com. So, a super useful podcast topic today, both for you to learn some phrases so that you can use them, but also to learn the meaning of these phrases, which other English speakers will use, so that you can pick up the social cues in a conversation. This podcast will help you read the room, as we say in English. I'll group the phrases by what situation is happening in the conversation. Here goes. First of all, and this is really relevant for language learners, what do you say when you think you've understood, but you just want to check? You think you understood, but you want to be sure. You could say, do you mean that you're going to be working on my team? Or, in other words, you mean that you're going to be working on my team? Or you could simply say, so what you're saying is, you're going to be working on my team. Or if they've asked you a question, you could say, so what you're asking is, whether you're going to be working on my team. If you want to say this more formally and indicate to the other person that you'd like them to repeat, say it again to check you've understood. Can I just check that I've understood you correctly? You said you're going to be working on my team. And if you need to be super polite, say you're in a service role, you're working on the reception desk at a hotel, or you're the waiter or waitress in a restaurant, you might say, can I just confirm that you wanted salad with that? What about if the conversation is more social and you want to ask the other person what they think, their opinion in other words? That's O-P-I-N-I-O-N. If you've just talked about what you think, your opinion, then you might simply say to them, do you agree that climate change is one of the biggest issues? Or, what's your opinion on climate change? Is another simple way to ask this. If you're in a social conversation and you're really interested in the other person, you might say, I'd love to hear what you think, or I'd love to hear your opinion on climate change and what we should do about it. And if you're in a work meeting situation and you'd like a discussion, you might say, what are your thoughts on this year's budget? If the meeting is coming to a close and you're inviting someone to speak who hasn't yet contributed, then you might say something like, Have you anything to add? What about if you want to show you agree with someone? What's the best way to say this? Well, you could simply go with, oh yes, absolutely. Or another simple phrase to get your message across, I completely agree with you. In conversation, especially when it's about an opinion, you're putting the world to rights, as we sometimes say in English, then you might say, I couldn't agree more with you about climate change. I couldn't agree more. Or you and I are on the same page. You and I are on the same page as far as climate change is concerned. Some even more casual ways of saying you agree, which I notice my daughters use. They'll listen to someone's opinion and then they'll respond 100%. Or I've even heard them simply respond fully, which is short for I fully agree. What about if you want to disagree? This is perhaps more difficult and needs more care. You don't want to sound too abrupt. That's A-B-R-U-P-T, which means sounding short, which could tip into sounding rude. British people are sensitive around manners, so you need to know how to disagree politely or at least diplomatically so that you don't upset anyone without intending to. You might start with, I see what you mean, but, to keep the balance. It shows that you're considering their point before you add your own. How about, I see what you mean, but I don't agree. Or, I understand your point of view, but. So a good way of being diplomatic is to acknowledge what the other person said, that their opinion is valid, but there's a but, because you see it differently. Another one, I can see where you're coming from, but. If you're being really diplomatic and you agree with the person in part, you might say, I agree with you up to a point. And then you'd talk about the parts where you don't agree. If you completely disagree, you might say simply, I don't feel the same way about this. This isn't as pointed as I disagree with you, which can sound quite harsh. Something we say a lot in English to soften the meaning of what we're saying when we think that the other person won't like it, I'm afraid that. So I'm afraid that I disagree softens it a little. That's afraid, A-F-R-A-I-D. And we're using it here as a figure of speech. It doesn't mean we're actually fearful. We're just trying to be more polite when giving slightly bad news to someone. You'll hear it in other situations. In a shop, I'm afraid that item is out of stock if they don't have something you ask for. Or I'm afraid I don't have an appointment for another 3 weeks. So I'm afraid is used in English to soften the blow slightly when someone thinks you might be a bit disappointed with their answer. In more formal discussions, when disagreeing, sometimes people say, respectfully, I have to disagree with you. That can sound as though it's quite softened, but my reaction to this is more, whoops, this is really getting serious, really kicking off as a heated discussion between these two people. You hear, respectfully, I have to disagree with you, in discussions between politicians on the news sometimes. And I always think, woo, this is getting interesting. So you may want to be careful how you use this one. What if you want to end the conversation or divert it before it gets too argumentative and people fall out? In which case, the following are really good. A simple, let's get away from the disagreement might work. Or even better, when people with different opinions are unlikely to change their minds, let's agree to differ. That's a lovely one. And any native English speaker would hear that as a way to de-escalate an argument. Bring the level of disagreement right down. Let's agree to differ. What about if you need to interrupt the discussion? That's to interrupt, I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T. And here it means to stop the person speaking so that you can speak. An interruption stops whatever is going on, which may then continue again afterwards. Well, you could just start by saying, sorry for interrupting, but the meeting is about to start. or excuse me, but let me just say, we need to move into the other room. Another one, if there's a pause in the discussion and you want to get in on it, can I jump in here? Because you've something important to share with them. That's especially good in a work meeting conversation. Or another one, which is quite polite, do you mind if I add to that? If you need to interrupt and it needs to be super polite, again, say you're serving drinks to someone in a hotel or restaurant, the most polite version you could say is, sorry, may I interrupt you for a moment? That's super polite. What if you want to change the topic? Well, you could just go with, that reminds me, and you start talking about something completely different. Or if there's a pause in the conversation and you want to start a new topic, just thinking about, and in you go. Sometimes people will start a new topic as though they've just remembered something. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Or, oh, I know what I wanted to ask your opinion on. Another one, when the topic is linked, speaking of holidays, did I tell you we've booked a trip to Italy? So there's a connection, holidays, but this trip is one we haven't spoken about before. Other short phrases you can use to signal a change of topic. Oh, by the way, how is your son doing? Or, by the way, did you hear on the news? Or another one, before I forget, let me tell you about my new job. Lastly, and this is something that even British people struggle to do sometimes, ending the conversation. Sometimes people struggle to wrap up a conversation. Say you've met someone by chance in the street that you know and you've been chatting. For this situation, we often say we bumped into someone, meaning you met them unexpectedly. Now you need to get away because you're late for work, the parking ticket is up on your car, or you need to collect your daughter from school. Well, these phrases will allow you to signal to the other person politely that you need to end the conversation. Well, I'd best be off perhaps. Or, right, it's been lovely talking to you, but I need to dash. Or, anyway, it's been great to see you. That's a real signal that the conversation is ending, is winding up. That's useful for you to know as a social prompt from the other person. Another way to round off the conversation, signalling you need to go, you might start to talk about, when will we see each other again? So you talk about the next time you meet. Well, I guess it'll be Christmas when I see you next, perhaps. Or if you know the person well, simply, right, I need to go, I'll see you next weekend. And they might respond, yes, looking forward to it. So this is the social glue that holds together a conversation. And it's really useful for you to know these sorts of sentences. Hopefully, if you listen to this podcast a number of times, you'll learn these phrases and be able to use them yourself and read those social cues when you're in conversation with someone else. Let us know whether you like this podcast and whether it was helpful. And please share it with other people if you found it helpful. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.